Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there. And then watch the breath all the way in, all the way out. And try to decide what kind of breathing feels good right now. If long breathing does feel good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Now you're going to know by being continuous in your attention, all the way in, all the way out. Because when you're continuous in doing something good, that's when the good things in the mind have a chance to grow. Otherwise, it's like planting a tree. You plant the tree, but you don't water it, you don't look after it. It's going to die. You plant another tree, you don't water it, you don't look after it, it's going to die too. Do this for 10 years and you have nothing but a string of dead little trees. If you want a real tree, you plant one tree and then you take good care of it. In the same way, all the goodness that you want to do in life, you want to make sure that you're consistent. This is the end of the rains retreat in the Buddhist calendar. In 2 days with the full moon, that'll be the end of the rains. And it's during the rains that we often take vows to do something specially good, get more strict in the observance of the precepts, meditate more often. And it's a shame that people often at the end of the rain just drop that and wait till the next rain to pick it up again. In the words of Ajahn Mun, you want to make your practice in the shape of a circle all the way around the year, all the way consistently. Otherwise, it's like a house that has a fence with a big hole in the fence, or many big holes in the fence. The fence doesn't protect you much from anything at all. But if the fence is all around without any gaps, okay, then it can protect you from other things that could come into the house. So in the same way, you want your goodness to be all around, your goodness in the shape of a circle. So if you've been observing extra precepts during the rains, you might stop and think. We've learned that you can actually can do this, you can manage this. Why not keep it up for a longer time? Or been making special time to meditate? Well, you can continue doing that. These special vows that we make during the rains are not meant just for the rains. They're meant to show you that you actually can accomplish something, especially good. Because after all, we want our goodness to be special. We want our goodness to be consistent. The good things in life, we'd like them to be consistent as well. So we want to make sure that the causes are consistent. If the causes are not consistent, then the results are not going to be consistent either. They tell stories in the canon of hungry ghosts who did some good in the previous lifetime, but also did a lot of bad things, a mixture of the two. They're called palace hungry ghosts. They get a palace to live in during the day. But then at night, they're forced out of the palace and they have to wander around unprotected. You don't want your goodness to be like that. You want it to be all around the clock, all around the calendar. So make sure that your practice is consistent. You see it right here as you stay with the breath. If you stay with the breath for one or two breaths and wander off, then come back and then wander off again, nothing much changes in the mind. But if you're with the breath continually, and you learn how to resist all the temptations to wander off other places, you've learned a new strength. You've developed your alertness, you've developed your ardency, you've developed your mindfulness, all of which are good qualities that you want to use not only as you meditate, but also as you go through life. As for the precepts, you want to make sure they're all around. Because the way karma works is not like a traffic law, which applies only on Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 2 to 4 p.m. It's 24/7. See, you want your goodness to be 24/7 as well. That way the results you want will be consistent, and you won't be forced out of the good things you've got.